first story this Thursday, a clash in the European nation of Sweden. Riots broke out one night earlier this week in a neighborhood of the capital, Stockholm. A regional police chief says the violence might have been triggered by increased police pressure on criminals in the area. The neighborhood of Rinkeby is known for having high levels of unemployment. It's also known for having a high immigrant population. Before the riots broke out, U.S. President Donald Trump suggested that immigrants in Sweden were responsible for an increase in crime across the country. Some Swedes praised President Trump for drawing attention to the issue. Some said there is no issue, that a recent increase in immigrants has not made Sweden less safe. The country has accepted more refugees per capita than any other European nation. So the debate is raging, even though the violence has calmed.
Mattias Karlsson is a leader of the right-wing Sweden Democrats, the third largest party in parliament.
I think Sweden is a good example to put forward as a bad example. If you don't control your borders, if you have a irresponsible refugee policy, you will get problems, and we have serious problems here in Sweden.
Is it a crisis here?
Yes, I would describe it as a crisis. We have seen serious problems with law and order.
As evidence, Karlsson points to a riot that erupted in the Stockholm suburb of Rinkeby Monday night. A police spokesman says officers fired at least two shots when dozens of rioters attacked police officers during the arrest of a crime suspect. 10 cars were torched in the unrest, and one police officer suffered a bruise to the arm from a thrown object. Hours later, the scene in this largely immigrant community looked very different.
This is the center of Rinkeby. Now that we're here, I've got to be honest. As a first-time visitor, it's hard to believe that less than 24 hours ago, this was the scene of a full-blown riot.
More than a dozen police officers deployed in the central square. Several shop windows were smashed, but families with small children appear to be going about their business as usual.
Is Sweden in crisis right now?
No, it's not at all a crisis. Look around. I mean, very calm, very quiet. Of course, there are isolated incidences that happen, but police are dealing with them.
Magnus Ransdorp is a counterterrorism expert at the Swedish National Defense College.
I'm not denying that there are integration issues, but what I think is wrong to do is to conflate immigration, crime, and terrorism, because those linkages are not that strong.
During the peak of the European migrant crisis of 2015, more than 160,000 new arrivals crossed Sweden's borders. Sweden has since tightened border controls, reducing the flow of migrants by imposing temporary passport checks at the border. In a four-year period when Sweden granted asylum to more than 100,000 refugees, crime grew by 7%. Meanwhile, state figures show the Muslim immigrant community in Sweden is increasingly under attack. Like much of the rest of Europe, this Scandinavian country is grappling with immigration, assimilation, and the threat of Islamic extremist terrorism. Very complicated challenges at the heart of a growing global political debate.